Hello?
Sorry, ma'am, we got disconnected. Sorry for that.
Yeah. Okay, I'll put that in and the number in and now go authorize.
Yes. Okay,
now
now
what?
give a click on overview.
Oh yes. Yeah, and then what?
Now you can see your balance, madam.
Yes.
See, as I told you, we are not trying to take out your money. We are trying to protect you, ma'am, okay? Because we are the cyber cops and this is
yeah,
our...
Yeah, I realize that, but you just get a bit scared. It's taken so long. Yeah, okay.
Ma'am, you know, this morning, okay, my last customer was with me near about 3 or 4 hours, ma'am. I got him in the morning 8 o'clock and I finished at 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, your internet is working very, very slow. It is taking time. That's the reason, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right, okay. Now, I believe, ma'am, as I told you, the hacker are using your account for money laundering, so your account is not safe and secure at the moment. We have to, one by one, we have to remove the hacker from your, first of all, Savers account. We need to protect your Savers account, okay? And in order to protect your Savers account, in order to remove the hacker from your Savers account, what we need to do, first of all, you need to transfer the money from your Savers to your main account, your retirement account, madam. Because the hacker are establishing it, and if we will provide you a security in that, then the hacker will try to take out your money from your account. And I don't want to take that risk, okay?
So
once
you mean what are you saying, huh?
Yes. You need to put that money into your retirement account, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you, click on transfer
funds,
click
how to
on
do
that.
It.
But make sure you don't have to put all the money, okay? Don't have to transfer all the money. Select your eSavers. I will let you know. Select your eSavers account.
Yeah.
Then select your retired account.
Yeah.
Now put the amount over there, okay? 21,000. Have we done?
Yeah.
Now transfer it.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to send you a request. Once again, give a click on I am aware and accept. Click on accept, madam.
But that just takes a while to come up. Now
okay.
Accept.
Yes.
Then it comes up with possible scam detected.
Yeah, minimize that. Minimize it.
Okay.
Now click on overview once again.
Yes. Yep. Accounts?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Now what do you see, ma'am?
I see the eSavers list. 21,000 and
Yeah.
The retired
Can you see? Can you see your eSavers money 21,000 is moved to your retired account, right?
Oh, then just have a look. Yeah.
See, madam, as I told you, ma'am, we are here to help you, to protect you. You need to just follow my instruction because this is my job and duty, and I know what we are doing. Okay, we are dealing with so many customers. All right. Now, I have got the hacker's banking details. I'm going to remove it from there. And in order to remove the hacker from your account, we have to do a dummy transaction just to divert the mind of the hacker that we are trying to remove them from your account, okay?
Mm.
You just give a click on payment option at the top.
Yeah, make a payment or what?
Yes. Now, can you select your, for where you can see from, okay? Select your retired account.
Yeah.
Now, where you, after selecting your retired...
Wait a minute, it hasn't come up.
click on that one. Ma'am, click on your retired account first. Click on that.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Yeah, click on that.
More money than I expected, you know. Okay, and then done that.
Okay, now at the top you can see, ma'am, okay, select payee or type to search. You need to, just next to that there is an option, pay new payee. Click on that.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, new payee, yeah.
Pay, yeah, click on that.
Yeah.
Now, I'm giving you the BSB number, put in there. This is the hacker information I'm giving you. Put in the BSB number, 084.
Okay.
391.
Yeah.
Now below that put the account number 878. Scroll down a little bit, madam. Scroll down.
My husband's driving me mad here. 878, is it?
Yeah, put in there.
Number. Yeah.
425.
Mm-hmm.
445.
Yeah.
Now grab a fresh piece of paper, madam, and write down this information, please.
Yeah.
Write down the bank name, okay? National Australian Bank, NAB, okay?
Yeah.
And write down the BSB number which you have typed, 084391.
Was it 091?
No, 084391.
Yeah.
And write down the account number, 878-425-445. Now,
yeah.
below the account number, type the account name, I'm telling you. The
yeah.
first name is Gary, G-A-R-R-Y, Gary. Ma'am, the first, ma'am, listen, the first
yeah.
letter in is in capital letter, ma'am. You are making a mistake.
All right, okay. Yeah.
Then give a space, write down the middle name, Richard.
Yeah.
Then give a space.
Yes.
Dobson, D-O-B-S-O-N, Dobson.
Yeah.
Okay, now put the nickname Gary. Okay,
I'm
leave it, leave it.
Coming.
Yeah, leave it, leave it. Go down. Go down. Scroll
yeah,
down.
What? I'll go down, yeah.
No, you are making a mistake, ma'am. Click on the
yeah,
at the top.
It won't go down. It's got to come out. It might do it now.
Give a click on the white space, ma'am, outside the box, white space.
No.
Ma'am, from your mouse, give a click on outside that box. On the right
yeah,
side,
okay.
there is so many white empty area. Click on that first, in the empty area, white area. Again, you are not listening to me.
I'm trying to. I just want to do it.
Ma'am, double click, ma'am. Double click on the white area. Okay, on the white area outside the box. Yeah, now just move it down.
That's done it, yeah.
Now move it down, yes.
Yep.
Go down a little bit again. Okay, hold on now. Now, have you written down in a piece of paper what you have written down? Let me know.
Yeah, I've written down the NAB and the CSC is 084391
mm-hmm.
and the account number is 878423445 and Gary Richard Dobson.
Correct. Now, listen to me what we are going to do in order to remove the hacker and in order to catch the hacker physically. We are going to do a dummy transaction from your account. Dummy means a fake one, ma'am. Fake transaction.
Yeah.
Okay? Because the hacker was using already your account for money laundering. So this is why what we are doing, we are doing a transaction, a dummy transaction from your account to their account, so that they will think that they are going to receive the money from your account to their account. They will get excited, they will try to come outside, they will try to go to the ATM or a branch to check if their balance, and at that point of time, our cyber cops will be there, we will catch them red-handed. Okay?
Okay.
This is the trick, ma'am. So in the amount box, put in there 10,000, in the amount, 10,000.
Hang on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now give a click on continue.
Yeah.
Click on confirm.
Yeah.
You will get a code number in your mobile phone. Check it, please. Put that code and click on authorize.
Yes.
Now you will get a call in your mobile phone regarding this payment, okay? In your mobile, you will get a call. You need to answer the call and you need to authorize the payment. You need to tell them, yeah, I made this payment and I wish to authorize it, okay? And make sure do not disclose anything about our investigation with them, because the bank employee is involved in this, so I need to catch the bank employee as well, okay?
Okay.
You just need to tell them, I know this man. Just hold on, don't touch anything. You need to tell them, I know this man, okay, Gary Richard, he is my friend. And I'm making this payment for the house renovation. Okay?
Yep.
Okay. Can you see there is an option, processing, and below that, today's payment. Below
yes,
the processing.
Yeah.
Click on that.
You
click
will.
On today's payment.
Yep.
Now you can see this payment is in processing, 10,000, right?
Yes,
yeah, it is not gone. You will get a call in your mobile phone, okay? Once you will get a call, you need to answer the call and make sure, tell they will ask you about the payment. You need to tell them, yeah, I made this payment to Gary Richard Dobson. He is my friend, and this is for the house renovation. He is renovating my house,
yeah.
And I'm making a payment to him. And make sure if they will ask you, have you got any phone call from anywhere and they told you to make this payment, simply tell them, no, I have not received any phone call from anywhere, okay? Because if you will tell them, yeah, I got a call, I got a security from NCA and we are trying to catch the hacker, then what will happen? The bank employee will aware the hacker that we are planning something to catch them, and once the hacker will get aware, they will simply run away, okay?
Okay.
Understood? So it is my humble request to you, do not disclose anything with them, all right, about our investigation. You just need to tell them, yeah, I made this payment, it is a legitimate, and I'm making this payment for the house renovation. If they will ask you, do you know this man, Gary Richard, tell them, yeah, he is my friend and he is interior designer and helping me to renovate my house, okay?
Okay.
All right? And if they will ask you how you got his banking information, tell them face to face, okay?
Okay.
Now, give a click on I am aware and accept on your screen once again.
Now, go accept.
Yes. Keep looking your mobile. If your mobile will ring, okay, let me know, because you are going to receive a call from the Westpac, okay? And make sure I need to catch the bank employee as well. So do not disclose anything with the bank regarding this investigation.
Okay. So
check your mobile.
Yeah, I checked it. There's no call.
Any messages?
Wait a minute. Oh yeah, West Papalert.
Yeah.
Could your payment of $10,000 to what that number be this investment scam?
Uh-huh.
Have you given someone remote access to your computer device today? Did you share the SMS code? Are you making an investment found online or via cold call? If
mm-hmm.
if yes to any of the previous reply scam, authorized, do not reply.
Ma'am, I didn't get the message. Read it back to me once again.
The whole lot? Yes.
Yes.
Could, this is from Westpac Alert, could your payment of $10,000 to 084, you know, that's that number you gave me, be an investment scam? Have you given someone remote access to your computer device today? Did you share SMS code? Are you making an investment found online or via cold call? If yes to any of these previous reply scams, otherwise do not reply.
Okay, you don't have to, you just delete that message, delete it?
Yes.
Have you deleted it?
I'm doing it. Yes.
Okay, now just check any other messages, madam.
The other ones just never share this code.
Okay, all right. Now just wait. Now minimize this small little box from your screen. Ma'am, yeah, tell your husband it is not a genuine payment. It is a dummy, fake one, okay?
You are
not
making fake one. John.
Yeah, you are not making any payment to anyone.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, now give a click, have a look at the top, okay? Can you see payment list?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Left hand top, can you see payment list? Right?
Yeah, I've got that.
Ma'am, don't click anywhere, ma'am. Don't click anywhere,
no,
please.
No.
Give a click on the white space, ma'am, white empty space.
Okay.
Listen, give a click on payments.
Yeah.
Then give a click on payment list at the bottom. Okay. Okay, leave it, ma'am, leave it. It is still in pending and you can see processing, okay? It is not done yet. So you might get a call in your mobile phone, okay? Once you will get a call, answer the call properly, okay? And authorize
yes,
the payment,
yeah,
okay?
This is a bit scary, even though you tell me it's not.
Ma'am, you don't need to worry. We are here to save you. We are here to protect you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Have you written down all the information of Gary Richard Dobson in a
piece
of paper?
Yes.
You have his bank name, his account number, BSB number, right?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
His bank name is NAB, National Australian Bank, okay?
Yeah, I've got that.
And the BSB account number, his name, you already have it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on, madam. And if the bank will ask you, did you increase your daily payment limit from 1,500 to 20,000, you need to tell them, yeah, I increased it because I have to make a payment, okay?
Mm.
Keep looking your mobile phone, like if you get a call, your mobile ring or not?
Yeah, it'll ping. Yeah, it'll ring too.
Okay, all right.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm working, madam. I'm working. You do one thing, ma'am, log off from your account.
Pardon?
Log off, sign out from your account.
Okay. I'm not. It's a fake thing to catch someone.
Bullshit.
Okay.
Tell him it is not a bullshit, ma'am.
He said tell you it's not bullshit.
It's bullshit. You can't get this information over the phone like this.
Okay, I'll keep going, yeah.
Actually, I think this is the first time you like he's seeing this type of activities. Okay.
Yeah, he's not. He's not happy with internet banking. He doesn't have mobile, and he's just a bit worried. And I'm concerned, but I'm sure I'm doing the right
thing. Don't worry, ma'am. Don't worry. You are in a safe hand. Okay. Hold on. We are working.
I'm going to get some time to go up to the Westpac Bank and check whether this is legit.
Oh, don't do it.
You can come because you're the one who's done all this.
That is silly. They're trying to catch the hackers.
That's bullshit, Dulcie. I would not, even on the phone for 2 hours for these people. You've given them all the numbers, you've given them the information.
No, I have. Ma'am, tell him. Tell him
yes.
I didn't ask your account number or BSB number or password, anything, because we already have all your details, okay? We work for the government, we are the cyber cops, and this call is being recorded for quality and training purpose. I have to submit this call to the government. So I don't need your permission. I don't need your information for anything, okay? Don't worry.
Okay.
Now give a click on I am aware and accept once again.
Okay, done it. Then accept?
Yes. Minimize that, please. Minimize that.
Yeah.
Now, can you see, madam, at the top, there is an option, lost or in stolen card and contact us?
Yes.
Click on contact us.
Yeah, and then it just, oh, here, contact us, Westpac.
Yeah, scroll down a little bit, scroll it down. Scroll down, madam.
Down as far as it will go.
Okay, alright, hold on. Your internet again working very slow, ma'am. Hold on. By the way, the mobile phone which you are using, it is a normal phone or a smartphone?
It's a smartphone, I think. It's an Apple.
Okay, can you see on the, ma'am, on your screen on the left hand side, there is an option personal banking contacts?
Yes.
Click on that. Now scroll down a little bit, scroll down. Ma'am, scroll down, madam.
I'm trying to, but it won't go down.
From your mouse, ma'am, scroll it down.
I'm trying to, but it won't go down. Hang on. You said personal banking contacts, didn't you?
Yeah, personal banking contacts. Click on that.
Contacts, yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, now scroll down the page. Scroll down a little bit.
It won't scroll down.
It won't scroll down?
No, it just comes up with contact us at the Westpac app.
Yeah, you have to move that page, okay? Go down. Scroll up or scroll down, just check.
It won't do anything. Like it's frozen. It says contact us and there's a square there to say contact us through the something.
Ma'am, you need to scroll down the page, ma'am.
It won't go down, I'm afraid.
It won't go down?
No. I've double clicked on it or done everything.
Ma'am, only by clicking it won't scroll down, okay? You have to scroll down the mouse.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Or from your keyboard, okay? From your keyboard, press the down arrow button from the keyboard.
Yeah. There's no down arrow button on my keyboard.
Look at your keyboard where you can see the number 1, 2, 3, 4, okay, on the right. You are using a laptop, right, or a desktop?
Yeah.
So look at on the right-hand side where you can see the number, numeric number 1, 2, 3, 4, there is an arrow button, four arrows button. Right, left, up, down.
Yeah, I've got that, yeah.
Yeah, press the down arrow button.
Nothing will happen.
Nothing happening?
No.
Okay, by the way, you have a debit card from your bank?
Yes.
Okay, where is it right now?
Oh, it's in my purse, yeah.
Get it, please.
Are you there?
Just tell him I don't need your card number, okay?
He doesn't want the card number.
Yeah, just look at back of your card. There is a helpline number of Westpac. Can you see that? The helpline number of Westpac at the bottom of back of your debit card at the bottom.
Yeah.
What number is this?
It's just got Australia. It hasn't got its helpline. It's got the number 1300.
1300 after that?
859100.
Yeah, that is the helpline number of Westpac. Okay, now listen to me very carefully what you have to do, okay? You remember we made a dummy payment of 10,000 and it is in processing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, processing means, ma'am, that payment is on hold, okay? The fraud team of Westpac, they are holding that payment and they need your authorization to authorize it, okay?
Yeah, okay.
So in order to catch the hacker physically, what you need to do, ma'am, I'm going to give you, I already given you all the details of the hacker's bank account, right?
Mm.
Gary Richard, correct?
Dobson. Yeah, Gary Richard Dobson.
Correct. Now what you need to do, you need to call the Westpac, okay, and you need to tell them I made an OSCO payment of 10,000 and it is on hold and I wish to authorize that payment, okay? For the security reason, they are going to ask you your name, account number, your client number, your BSB, your date of birth, like this, for the security purpose. You need to answer them properly, and once they will verify your details, then after that they are going to ask you about that payment, like why you made this payment. You need to tell them I made this payment for the house renovation. I'm renovating my house and this is for the renovation, okay?
Okay,
and yeah. if they will ask you, do you know this man, Gary Richard Dobson, tell them, yeah, he is my friend and he is helping me to renovate my house. He is an interior designer. And if they will ask you how you got his banking details, tell them face to face, okay? And if they will ask you, have you got any phone call from anywhere and they told you to make this payment and they ask you to give a control of your computer from any deck, simply tell them, no, I have not received any phone call from anywhere. Why I'm telling you not to disclose with them anything about our security work or anything about our investigation, because I need to catch the bank employee as well. So if you will tell them, yes, I got a call from them and I got a security and I'm helping them to catch the hacker, what they will do? The bank employee will aware the hacker, and once the hacker will get aware, they will try to escape, they will try to run away. Okay? And we won't be able to find them. So don't tell anything about our investigation. So from your mobile, call on that number. You need to tell them I made an OSCO payment. Make sure you have to mention this, OSCO.
Yeah.
You have any idea about OSCO?
Yeah, I know. I do it all the time.
Yeah, OSCO means instant payment, ma'am, okay? OSCO, alright? So call on that number once again. I'm holding this line from your mobile phone. Call on that number and put your mobile on the loudspeaker, okay?
Okay, good.
I'm on the line.
I'm ringing Westpac. I'm not ringing and giving them a number.
Madam, hold on, can you hear me? Madam, can you hear me? Madam, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Tell your husband he is not to disturb you. Go tell him to go away right now because this is very important.
Yeah, I've got it now.
For inquiries about your existing platinum card, including lost or stolen cards, press 2. To redeem or inquire about points or travel, press 3. For insurance inquiries or to make a claim, press 4. Please key in your 8-digit customer number. You'll find it on the first page of your statement, just next to the credit limit section. If you don't know it, press star zero. Now please key your three-digit access code. Verification proceeding. Here is the main menu. For help at any time, press the star key. If you know your selection, you can key ahead at any time. For your account balance, press 1. For transaction details or to request a mailed statement, press 2. For transfers and credit card payments, press 3. For BPAY bill payments, press 4. For other services, press 5. Or to end the call, press 9. Transfers and credit card payment. Please enter your transaction amount in cents, followed by the hash key. For example, to enter $25, press 2500, followed by the hash key.
Hello, are you there? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
It's asking me to put in my details, and I think it's only for a transfer. So is that going to be right?
Ma'am, you need to select option 5, okay? Other
Okay. Okay, I'll have to start again then.
Yeah.
Platinum service line, we're here to help. To activate your card, press 0. To use self-service telephone banking, press 1. For inquiries about your existing Platinum card, including lost or stolen cards, press 2. To redeem or inquire about points or travel, press 3. For insurance inquiries or to make a claim, press 4. Direct your call to the right person, please select from the following options. To activate your card, press 0. To use self-service telephone banking, press 1. For inquiries about your existing Platinum card, including lost or stolen cards, press 2. To redeem, please key in your 8-digit customer number. You'll find... Now please key your 3-digit access code. Verification proceeding. Here is the main menu. For help at any time, press the star key. If you know your selection, you can key ahead at any time. For your account balance, press 1. For transaction details or to request a mailed statement, press 2. For transfers and credit card payments, press 3. For BPAY bill payments, press 4. For other services, press 5. Or to activate your card, press 1. To change your access code, press 2. To enter another customer number, press 3. To find out the BSB for all your accounts, press 4. For interest information on your accounts, press 5.
Are you there? Are you there?
I'm here.
I don't know which one to press now because they've given me options.
Did you press 5?
I did that.
To change your access code, press 2. To enter another customer number, press 3. To find out the BSB for all your accounts, press 4. For interest information on your accounts, press 5.
See, what do I press there?
No, you have done a wrong. Disconnect the call, please.
Oh, God. Okay.
Now get back to your computer, ma'am. We have to find another number, okay? Have a look on your computer, madam, okay? There is a number. You have to scroll down the page. You will get the number at the bottom. Scroll down the page.
So I'll have to go out of this page, I mean, because it might move.
No. Right now you can see need to speak to someone about your banking, correct? Can you see that? You need to scroll down this page. Go to the bottom. You have a scroller in your mouse, a scroller.
It's just a single one.
Sorry?
Here. Hang on. contact us through website.
No, give a click on personal banking contact, okay, on the left hand bottom. Personal banking contact. Ma'am, on the left hand bottom, you can see left hand on the left hand. Okay, I'm giving you the number. Okay, hold on, ma'am. I need to find it by my... Okay, hold on. Okay, write down the number, madam.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, let me check it, okay. You are 1300 655 505. Call on this number.
Call on that number.
Yeah.
But when they give me options, it's hard to know what to.
Yeah, I understand. Call on this number, madam.
Self-service telephone banking, press 1. For any business banking inquiries, press 2. For personal banking, press 3.
Press 3.
Okay.
Press
okay.
3.
Yeah, you just tell me because I don't know.
If you have your 8-digit customer number, please key it in now.
I've got to do that?
Yes.
Now, please key in your 3-digit access code. That's great, thanks. Now to direct your call, in a few words, please tell me how we can help you today.
Authorized payment.
I want to get authorized a payment on OSCO.
Payments can be made in telephone banking using funds transfer or BPAY. Would you like to be transferred to our telephone banking system?
Hear that?
Tell them yes.
Okay,
yes.
I'll put you through now. Here is the main menu. For help at any time, press the star key. If you know your selection, you can key ahead at any time. For your account balance, press 1. For transaction details or to request a mailed statement, press 2. For transfers and credit card payments, press 3. For BPAY bill payments, press 4. For other services, press 5. Or to end the call, press 9.
Press 5.
Okay.
To activate your card, press 1. To change your access code, press 2. To enter another customer number, press 3. To find out the BSB for all your accounts, press 4. For interest information on your accounts, press 5.
Don't do anything. Hold on.
Press 5.
that is silly.
To activate your card, press 1. To change your access code, press 2. To enter another customer number, press 3. To find out the BSB for all your accounts, press 4. For interest information on your account, press 5.
So that's not working.
Yeah, don't do anything.
Well, hang up.
No, don't hang up. It's still on the line.
Yeah, but the mobile.
We didn't get that response. Please try again or we will end the call.
Oh, end the call on the mobile.
Yeah, hang up the call from your mobile. I need to find the another way, okay? Ma'am, tell him, can you hear me? Tell him, please, ma'am, we are working for your safety and security, not to disturb us. Please, ma'am.
Okay. Working for your safety and security, do not disturb us, please. That means this. He's working for the government.
Because we need full, completely focus and, you know, we need...
Yeah, okay.
Attention.
It's taking
okay.
so long, but yes, okay.
Ma'am, actually, we are providing you 3 different levels of the security, okay? This is why it is taking long and your internet is working very, very slow. So the security which we are updating, okay, it is slowly, slowly updating. I don't need any of your information, madam. Tell him I don't need any of your information.
He knows that. He's just stressed out about it. He sees so many people being caught doing this, so he's worried about it.
Very well.
Every, ma'am, tell him 5 fingers of his hand are not equal. Everyone is not the same person.
Just wait, just 6 minutes. I'm supposed to be in a funeral. What are you worrying about? In Bible study?
All right, do one thing, ma'am. Call on the number, same number once again, ma'am. 1-300-655-505.
Wait a minute. Now, 1-300. What was the next one?
655-505.
Yep.
Yeah, call on that number once again and put it on the loudest speaker. I will tell you which option you have to select.
For self-service telephone banking, press 1. For any business banking inquiries, press 2. For personal banking, press 3.
Press 3.
If you have your
8-digit
customer number,
please key it in now. Yeah, put it in there. Now, please key in
your
3-digit
access code. That's great. Thanks. Now, to direct your call, in a few words, please tell me how we can help you today.
I've made an OSCO payment, and I'm waiting for it to be processed. I need to get you to authorize it.
Can be made in telephone banking using funds transfer or BPAY. Would you like to be transferred to our telephone banking system?
No.
No? No. Okay, I'll put you through now. To listen to our privacy disclosure, press 1 or hold to continue.
Hold.
Yes.
Your feedback at any time. Full details on Westpac's complaint handling process and how to access it are available on our website. This call may be recorded, including for training and quality purposes. We have high call volumes at the moment. Apologies, and we'll be able to help you in less than 6 minutes.
Now your call will get connected to one of the Westpac employees. You need to tell them how to write the payment, okay?
Yes.
Tell them I made an Oscar payment, it is in processing, and I wish to authorize.
With us online, but know it can be hard to get started. Want to ask us a quick banking question? Try our automated chat. Simply log in to mobile banking, tap contact us, and chat now.
No, because they're trying to
get information on currently open accounts is available through self-service telephone banking. Details for the last financial year and current financial year to date are available. To try it, press 1 and have your customer number and access code handy, or simply visit westpac.com.au/tax. On the phone? Next time call us from the Westpac app. It's faster and easier for you. Simply log on to the app and tap Contact Us.
Give a click on I am aware and accept on your screen.
Okay. You have to wait 6 minutes.
Okay, stay on the line. And while you're speaking with them, don't talk to me, okay?
No, really.
We know your time is valuable and we'll be able to help you in less than 4 minutes.
It's a fake payment of $10,000 to catch them, and then they'll put it back.
No, that money will not debit from your account. Don't worry, okay?
Thanks for being so patient. Our people are still waiting, but your call will be taken by the next
available person. Because you're getting all stressed.
start with your full name, please?
Yeah, my name's Dulcie Nye.
Thanks, Dulcie. How can I help you?
I made an OSCO payment for $10,000, but I want it to be authorised, please. It's for house renovations.
All right, let me put you through to that team that can that can put that one through.
We have high call volumes at the moment. Apologies, and we'll be able to help you in less than 6 minutes. Did you know that scammers will sometimes attempt to gain access to your computer or device remotely to steal your information or money? Common warning signs of this type of scam could include an unsolicited call from someone pretending to be from a reputable company. On the call, you might be asked or instructed to download software or an application like TeamViewer to allow remote access to your computer. A scammer may tell you not to tell anyone, or they may coach you on what to say to the bank. During the call, a scammer may ask you to log in to online banking. A scammer may request you to transfer money to them due to a deposit or an overpayment of a refund. In this situation, it is common that this money has come from one of your own accounts. If you believe this is happening to you, stop all contact with the scammer. If possible, turn off your computer or device that has been compromised. Please stay on the line to speak to an operator for assistance.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Did you hear all that? It makes me feel scared.
Actually, for the customer safety and security, we given this instruction to all the banks, okay?
Okay. Okay. I've just got to wait 6 minutes. I've got the phone away from so they can't.
Okay.
It makes you feel scared, though.
Don't scare, madam. Don't get scared. You're in a safe hand. Okay, you just follow the instruction, madam, please.
Okay.
Excuses about why a face-to-face or video chat is not possible. Once they have your trust, they ask you for money, using a story which may include a personal emergency, being stuck in a foreign country, or a legal issue. If you think this has happened to you, take the time to talk to family and friends, and try to remove emotion from financial decisions, and stay on the line to speak to an operator for assistance.
I want you to transfer $10,000 into your account, and then they'll give you that money back.
Yes. fake that used to catch. Like
$10,000 in
the night. You reckon?
Yes. How are you going to get it back? They want you, what's your account going to put in there? One of their accounts, is it?
Into this packet.
Yes.
Madam, I will explain him everything. Tell him not to disturb you, please.
Yeah, okay. He said it's all right.
It's not all right. We're not putting $10,000. What for?
No, you are not putting any money, okay? It is a paper.
I will.
You are not, ma'am, you are not putting any money. Tell him. You are not transferring any money.
I'm not.
It is a dummy one. It is a dummy one.
I don't know.
You know
what
$10,000
is yours? I hope not.
It's not $10,000.
Thanks for being so patient. Our people are still busy, but your call will be taken by the next available person.
You've got a phone ring like they want us to do. So you've got a 5-day person on the line wants us to
change. You're not allowed to say that. Because he doesn't want to tell him that. Because he wants to catch the person.
He's working for Westpac.
Hmm.
I work for the National Crime Authority and we have a tie-up with Westpac head office. Tell him.
Pardon?
I work for the National Crime Authority and we have a tie with Westpac head office. They knew everything what we have done and what we are doing.
All right, yeah, okay. Westpac Crime Authority knows what they're doing.
Well,
we'll
ask them.
I can't.
Well, what's
no, I can't. Because I've got it. That's what they're working on. Please.
Well, why is it $10,000? Why don't I just
No, you are not making any payment. You are not making any payment, okay? Tell him. Your money will not debited from your account.
We'll give him the bank account number, tell him. Can you give him the bank account number?
No, no, no.
Like a phone.
Tell him not to disturb. Please go. Tell him to go away. I will explain everything.
It's alright. It's gone. So they're not on the line yet. But when you finish with this, will their money go back into my account?
Yeah, you can check it. I will not leave your hand. Okay, you can check it. All right, don't worry. I will be there for you. I will show you.
That's what he's worried about.
Your $10,000 is not going to make me a millionaire, ma'am. Okay. You don't worry, I will show you everything once my investigation process will get completed.
Okay. How long will it take after I talk to them, the bank?
In 5 minutes, I will show everything to you, okay?
Okay. Is it all right for me to look at my accounts now, or have I got to stay
on
this?
Don't look at anything right now. Talk to the bank.
Okay. My name's Dolphy Knight. I'm trying to do an OSCO payment for $10,000.
Okay, I'll just identify you first. Just give me a moment here. I'll just fill out the details.
Does he have your full name, including any middle name that you may have?
My name's Dulcy May Nye.
And your date of birth, please?
31st of the 7th, 42.
Your address, including the state and postcode?
2680.
Your address, including the state and postcode?
9 Everett Street, Griffith, 2680.
What accounts do you have with Westpac, including any loans?
A retired account. East Ava.
Any of those accounts in joint names?
Yes.
What's the full name of the other account holder, including any middle name?
Yes, I'm not.
And the date of birth?
26th of the 9th, 39.
What's your 3-digit cell phone banking code?
What was that?
Your 3-digit cell phone banking code.
What do you mean by that?
When you ring us, we've asked you to enter the voice message, we've asked you to enter your 8-digit customer number.
Oh, yeah, that's 459. 459. Yes.
Your current mobile number?
041-00-83-114. I'll have to have a look, just a minute. It was 673-270.
Okay, Miss Knight, how can I help you today?
Tried to make an OSCO payment for $10,000, and I'm waiting on it to be processed, but it needs to be authorised.
What was that payment for?
House renovation.
Renovation?
Yes.
Like, who exactly are you paying this amount for? Like,
who?
Yep.
Gary Richard Dobson.
Did you send you an invoice for this one?
No.
No, I haven't got an invoice.
Okay, so how did you come to know about the account number?
He gave it to me.
Has the renovation been completed? No, not yet. Sorry,
I didn't call him last couple of days. Do you know where he banks with? Yes. NIB.
When did he give his account number?
I've got his account number. Is that what you want?
Yeah, his account number. How did he give it to you? Personally?
Yeah, he gave it to me face to face. Yeah.
Okay, so did you
send
him an invoice?
you request assistance from somebody else in doing the transfer?
No, I did try to do it on Hotstar. And
did you do the transfer yourself?
I did it myself, yeah. Pardon? Say that again.
Okay, we've had customers telling us that they're paying house renovations or paying for car or paying this and that, only to find out later that they have been scammed.
Yeah.
Okay, so I do need to let you know, for any scam payments, the bank does not refund or reimburse the customer.
All right, okay.
If $10,000 turns out to be a scam payment, you lose this money.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. How well do you know this person that you are paying?
I just know that he's a builder. That's all I know.
No.
No. Go away.
You might have to pay him by a bank check.
Okay.
Don't tire.
Go away.
Sorry, is there somebody else there?
No, that's my husband. He's stressed because I've been on the phone too long.
It's a scam. It's a scam, mate.
Go away.
No. Don't use the phone. Don't tire.
Sorry, what is your husband saying?
I'm saying don't pay it.
He's saying don't pay it.
Okay, why would your husband say don't pay?
He's older and he's not used to internet banking.
Excuse me.
Okay, does he have concerns regarding this transfer?
I'm not.
He's worried that I'm going to lose $10,000.
Yes, so there must be some concern that your husband has.
Yes.
Okay.
Tell him what?
Why is he concerned? Why is your husband telling you don't pay?
Mm-hmm. Because he doesn't really understand what I'm doing.
What are you doing?
Okay. Well, if this is truly a legitimate renovation, then your husband would have to tell you don't pay, right?
Okay.
We put the $10,000 into your account. You're going to pay this bill or whoever it is.
All right, I'll have to go up to the bank and do it. Okay.
Chinese Embassy, 中国大使馆通知你，你有一个文件，你通知多次尚未领取，今天是最后一次通知，了解详情请按八，按八将由专人为你服务。
Have you heard that? Hello.
Hang up the mobile phone. Hang up the mobile phone.
They wouldn't pay it. As I said, that I'll have to go and do a bank check.
Hang up the mobile phone, madam.
Huh? I've ended it, yes.
Okay, now they couldn't pay it because your husband said to them not to pay. This is a scam. They got suspicious now.
Oh, I think he was suspicious first.
I told you, tell your husband, go
away. I tried to. Yes.
Oh, my God. He done up. Now you know what he will do, the bank employee. Why? He didn't authorize it because now he is going to aware the hacker that we are planning something to catch them, and once the hacker will get aware, they will try to run away and they will try to take out your hard-earned money as well from your account. You know? Now you are putting yourself in a very higher risk.
He said he was going to put the $10,000 back in my account.
Definitely he will do that, see, but on the other hand side, he is going to aware the hacker that we are planning something to catch them.
Okay, well, there's nothing I can do about it. I've got a spherical man here.
Yeah.
Okay, then do one thing. We have the another way, okay? You have a car, madam? You drive with your own?
Yes.
Okay. What you need to do, ma'am, physically you have to go to your bank, okay, and you need to do a telegraphic transfer into that account, Gary Richard Dobson account, okay? I will let you know how to do that.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
Ma'am, this is...